So I'm Bo Podel. I'm postdoctoral researcher at University of Florida. And I'm talking about biolab study of using SUNM biomass for anaerobic soil disinfestation in organic bacterial production. So before I begin the actual talk, I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors, Dr. Xin Zhao, Zach Black, Dr. Francisco DiGio, Dr. Jason Hall, Christina Pisani, and Erin Roscoe. So a little bit of background about anaerobic soil disinfestation. So this is a relatively new method which is applied in order to control soil-borne pests and pathogens in horticultural crops, especially vegetables and fruits. This is also called biological soil disinfestation because the biological phenomena is the central part here. And also called reductive soil disinfestation because reductive soil environment is needed for this process. And the soil-borne pest control has been achieved through decomposition of labile carbon source as helped by change in soil biology as well as chemistry. So it was originally evolved in Japan and Netherlands, and later it is gaining interest in the United States, in states like Florida, California, and Tennessee. So more background on AST methods. So after phase out of methyl bromide fumigation, there has been search for alternatives. So this is one of the potential alternative to chemical soil fumigation, and it has been successful to control a range of soil-borne pests and pathogens in a range of crops. And the disease surface of soil is achieved through the range of methods by enhancing soil beneficial microorganisms as well as producing some toxic compounds to surface soil-borne pests and pathogens. So not only that, when there is low disease pressure or if AST is not able to surface pathogens fully, it has been able to sustain, increase the plant health and increase yield. So there are three important steps for AST method. So we incorporate readily available carbon sources, and then we cover it with totally impermeable film to maintain anaerobic condition. So, and after that, we irrigate the soil to saturation and to create anaerobic condition for a certain duration of time. So in this case, we have 3 weeks. So this can go up to 5 or even 7 weeks in some cases. And after that, what would happen is soil anaerobic decomposition, via soil anaerobic decomposition, there is change in soil biology as I mentioned previously. So it stimulates soil microorganism and microbial activity, and there is release of some organic acids and compounds that would have suppressive effects on soil-borne pests and pathogens, and also biological control with beneficial soil microorganisms. So we have been conducting some trials on the AST since a couple of years and on tomato. So we are testing AST with various rates of carbon sources. Here in this case is molasses, and along with another soil amendments, composted poultry litter. So with that also we also tested AST with molasses and composted air trimming waste as alternative to molasses. And also we have been testing these techniques with other soil biological amendments, including commercial formulation. So with these treatments from our previous trial, there is enhancement of plant growth and yield. And although there is much research, including in Florida and other states, research sometimes are not consistent, and sometimes they are being able to surface, not surface soil, but still enhancing plant growth. Or sometimes they are surfacing the soil, soil pathogens, but not quite in the yield. So there's more research needed, and also we need to test alternative amendment sources, both for labile carbon sources and also other soil amendments, especially for sandy soil in Florida. So while thinking about what could be the alternatives of carbon sources, so we're here we are thinking about using Sanyam biomass as a labile carbon sources and whether it fit that, how that, does it compare with molasses that was previously being affected. So Sanyam is it's a nitrogen fixing summer legume in Florida. It is high biomass producing crop, and there has not we have hardly seen any field studies using Sanyam biomass for anaerobic soil desiccation. But there was one greenhouse trial, and that suggested some potentiality of using this as a carbon source for ES2. So overall objective is to assess the effectiveness of Sanyam biomass as a potential carbon source for organic vector production. So the study was conducted in Plant Science Research and Education Unit, Florida. So there were six treatments and two trials conducted simultaneously. So we have Sanyam in situ only treatments and Sanyam with CPL as composted quality litter. And we have Sanyam transported and incorporated, and Sanyam transported and incorporated with CPL. So here we are interested to test both Sanyam in situ and Sanyam transported, because the farmers sometimes they grow Sanyams in some field, they want to harvest their biomass and utilize that in other places. And along with that, we're comparing that with one standard ASD. So standard is in the sense that it has been successful in previous trial. So one of the standard ASD is here, the molasses with composted poultry litter. And we compare that with the untreated control. So this was under experimental outline. We terminated Sanyam at maximum biomass about 78 days after planting, and we incorporated that on October 18, 2017. And one day after that, we applied other treatment ingredients along with totally impermeable film and irrigation to saturation. And after we created that anaerobic condition for 3 weeks, and after completion of that 3 weeks period, we transplanted the pathway, so 24 days old seedlings. And we harvested that 48 days after transplanting. So this slide shows the general pictures of bed preparation and treatment incorporation. You can see the Sanyam termination and harvesting for the transported treatments and other treatments application. So for an ASD, so determining soil anaerobic condition is the critical factor here. And for that, we have installed oxidation reduction probes in the soil, and we monitor that with automatic data logger. And the soil actually and soil anaerobic condition is indicated by soil redox potential below a critical redox potential. So that is as mentioned, the formula that was derived by USDA and NRCS. And this is based on the general principle. Also, maybe we can correlate that with the growing degrees requirement for our plants, because if the plant's temperature does not meet that growing degrees requirement, it is not counted. Similarly here, we want to make threshold soil anaerobic condition. So we track those, and we found the accumulative soil anaerobic condition in the soil. So just the general the condition of the treatments at mid-season, you can see here for the Sanyam in-situ treatments for with or without CPL, more on in-situ treatments, there is higher infestation of weeds, especially nurses. So more pictures with control and standard ASD. So let's begin some results. So as I mentioned, the soil redox potential was one of the critical factors here, which was significantly higher in Stranda ESD as we expected, but still that is also not within the optimum requirement based on the other studies. And other treatments was significantly below the ASD. But so the second best was the Sunham Institute with CPL. So now we have two trials of yield of the trial one. Here in the yield is significantly higher in Sunham treatment with CPO and ASD compared to control. And here Sunham transportive treatments also has significantly higher than control. Similarly, in yield trial second, all treatments with CPO has significantly higher compared to control. The basal diameter of the packs or heads were also significantly higher in the Sunham treatments that received CPL compared to control. Similarly, in the trial 2, it followed the same pattern as trial 1. The leaf area also was significantly higher in Sunham incorporated with CPL with both transported and in situ, significantly higher than control, and also significantly higher than ASD. So plant height was significantly higher also in treatments with CPL compared to control, and was equivalent to ASD. So another interesting part here, the wheat counts, wheat population was significantly higher in in-situ treatments compared to other treatments, both at transplanting and also at harvest in trial one. And same pattern follows here in trial two. So this is an interesting aspect here regarding wheat, and especially the predominant wheats here about the losses. So we have seen, especially in Florida, another trial also with history of Sunham incorporation that has higher losses infestation. So same continues with trial two, the significantly higher wheat counts in in-situ treatments with our CPL compared to other treatments. So wheat counts was presented both in the total counts in bed and also in planting wall. With that, I would like to move to the conclusion. So here, soil anaerobicity was significantly higher in ASD compared to other, and second best was the Sunham wheat CPL in situ treatments, although it was significantly low and also significantly lower than the general optimum required in as reported in other studies. So regarding yields, the treatments with CPO with Sunham are significantly higher compared to control. And other plant growth parameters follows the same pattern and significantly higher in standard ASD and other Sunham treatments that utilize the CPL. And the elements is, as I just mentioned, significantly higher in the in-situ treatment. So we have seen this challenge here, especially for organic production system to tackle this weed control, especially nurses. So with that, this study warrants that further study with detailed analysis, especially the cover crop biomass and including Sunham, for not only for anaerobic soil disinfestation, but also for overall soil health and soil fertility is desirable. And with that, I would like also mention that we have some other parameters like soil nematodes, root nematodes, and some soil health parameters which we are still analyzing those data. And pattern shows that there's relatively lower disease tracer here. So the conclusion was CPO seems to look to be a critical factor with to be effective with Sonnyham here. Thank you. So with that, I would like to take questions. Yes. Right. So the question was, so why in situ treatments has significantly higher weed counts? So we can speculate here, we have not seen much studies here, but in Florida and another study also found similar pattern, especially studying the weed science from weed science perspective. So it could be here, Sonnyham, we incorporate Sonnyham and there may be residual nitrogen release and there is enough or residual carbon nitrogen in the soil in order to enhance not only your desirable plants but also weeds. And in this case, the predominant was the nurses, and there are so predominant means 99% were the nurses, but there are some other weeds also. So that could be the fact about that aspect needs further study. Any more questions? Thank you very much. So we'd like to move to the next presenter here.